It's March. What's happening in the natural world? Here's Ruth Carol Cushman and Steve Jones, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
Well, there it is. It's that giant nest in the stocky cottonwood. There's several nests over there, but there's one nest that's really big. It looks to be about 5 feet across and about 3 feet high, and there's a bald eagle sitting right in it.
There's one in the nest and one on the branch to the left.
You can see the white heads and the white tails. The one actually on the nest just flew up to a perch right next to her mate. They only have white heads and white tails when they're 5 years old, which means they're fully mature and they're ready to nest. We're standing on a rural road in eastern Boulder County near St. Vrain Creek. It's quite remarkable. This is one of five. Oh, there goes the eagle. It's flying to the left out into the field. This is one of five bald eagle nests in Boulder County. And bald eagles were not documented nesting in Boulder County until 2004. That means no one ever reported a bald eagle nest. And since then, we've gotten these five nests. And all of them are on stream courses on the plains, and all of them are in cottonwoods. And this eagle is just sitting on her eggs. She just started incubating around the end of February, and they'll be here for the rest of the spring and early summer.
Bald eagles usually build their nests or eyries near the tops of large cottonwoods along prairie streams. Volunteers working on the Colorado Breeding Bird Atlas found three-quarters of the nests in cottonwoods and about one-quarter in conifers. Strong trees are needed to hold the heavy nests, which are made from piles of sticks with a softer lining of moss, grass, and other plant material. The female lays 1 to 3 eggs in early March and incubates them for 34 to 35 days. The first young hatch by late April, and the chicks usually fledge around the 1st of July. Often only one chick, usually the firstborn, survives long enough to fledge.
So why did the eagles start nesting in Boulder County just 5 years ago? Well, first of all, the banning of DDT way back, I think in 1978, led to an increase in bald eagle populations throughout North America. Secondly, there's plenty for them to eat here. They're scavenging prairie dogs, roadkill deer, eating ducks and other waterfowl. But finally, we've protected areas in Boulder County along prairie streams that don't have roads by them, except the road behind us with all the traffic, and don't have trails going through them. And it turns out that all five nesting locations for bald eagles in Boulder County are in areas that are close to public access. That's why we need these protected areas. If we didn't have them, we wouldn't have bald eagles here in the summertime.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac and the Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie.